Second date update.
Some things just go together, like campfires and s'mores.
Oh, yeah.
Trucks and mud. Disney and happy endings.
Wait.
And every time.
Of
Wait,
course.
It's true.
Another perfect pairing is football and flirting.
Wait,
like,
okay.
I've seen Tom Brady and his center making eyes at each other all the time. That makes ESPN's top 10 every single week. But do you know you can also flirt at a football viewing party, not just when you're in the games? And that's what happened to one of our listeners, Brian. Brian, welcome to the show, man. Were you the flirty, the flirter, or the flirtest?
I guess you can say I took part in a bit of each.
Oh, all three. We like that about you, Brian.
Man with a big appetite.
Real Renaissance man of flirting.
All right. So tell us, who were you flirting with? What's their name?
Gina.
Okay. And Gina. Set the scene for us. Are you at a house party? Where you at?
House party. We're watching football. I'm guessing between 17, 22, 23 people in there.
Oh, it's a big party, man.
And how did you and Gina come to be?
Kitchen.
Oh.
Okay.
It makes sense.
I mean, obviously, I've seen her, but I saw her go to the kitchen, so I was like, hey, let me just make my way to the kitchen.
Nice.
Okay. She goes to the kitchen, all of a sudden you're hungry. Okay.
Yeah,
all
that's right. And the kitchen is like the, you know, it's like the soul of the house. It's where everybody hangs out. It's where you get to know people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel it's easier to, you know, like strike a conversation in the kitchen than...
Okay.
Well, I'm assuming in the living room or everywhere else, everybody's watching the game and being loud. So if you want to talk to someone.
So how did you strike up a conversation, or maybe she struck up the conversation? How did things get going?
Well, I think she started flirting with me by jokingly saying that I didn't know anything about football. And then I just kind of like follow along with her. I was like, oh, yes. How much is a field goal?
Oh, that's smart.
Wow.
I was thinking I would have got defensive and been like, how dare you? I'll tell you the quarterback's name. I'll tell you everyone.
And
that's a good move, though.
It's a good judge on her part, too.
Yeah.
To see how aggressive the dude is.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't want to date, like, the know-it-all in the room.
Yeah. And he's just like, it's I'm here for the food.
It's a weird thing, though, to see somebody woman-splaining football to a man. You don't see that very often.
Listen, I get it. I get it. You're completely right. But if you look at this woman, you'd be like, yeah, anything you say.
Yeah. Okay. It was sexy.
I can't even spell my name, to be honest.
That's cute.
Yeah,
all right. So how did things go from there?
You know, we started making drinks and just talking, but I don't know if I was just nervous or anxious, but I just ended up saying like douchey stuff.
Like, what do you mean?
No.
What did you say?
Well, we were watching the game in a pretty big TV. And then all of a sudden, it's kind of like an out-of-body experience where I just saw myself, hey, my TV's bigger than that one.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, you didn't.
You think that TV's big?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, but we've all had that moment where you're like looking at yourself and you're like, why are you still talking?
Yeah. What did she say when you were bragging about your TV? Was she like rolling her eyes, or was she like, oh, tell me more?
No. I mean, she laughed and I just played it off and I got lucky on that one.
Okay.
So she tried to move on from the moment.
Yeah,
get by
too.
It. Okay.
But she was still interested in you after that.
Yeah, we continue to talk and just get to know each other. And it was time for her to leave, and she was going to order an Uber. And I said, you know, let me just drive you home, and we can continue to talk and just connect. Ooh. And we finally get to her place, and she asked me to come up.
Okay.
Wow.
Nice.
To see her big TV.
Hey.
I like it.
So did you?
Yeah, of course I came up.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
I mean, how do you go? Touchdown, field goal? What'd you get? First down?
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we just sat. We had a drink or two. We talked. And she's like, oh, I got to get ready for my week. And I was like, oh, that's my cue.
So did you just...
Okay.
Do you think she was waiting for you to make a move?
I didn't get that kind of a vibe. It was, I don't know. It was just weird. I didn't, like, I wanted to, but at the same time, this is just me meeting her and you know, the fine line between being respectful and not too.
Absolutely.
Okay. So how long were you in her place before you had to leave?
No, it wasn't long. 20 minutes.
To her credit, maybe she, like, you know, sometimes you get a little overexcited. Like, you're in the car, you're in the moment, you're like, yeah, come up, or maybe that's what I should do, I should invite him up, and then once you're up there, you're like, oh, man, I gotta get up in the morning.
Or, like, the chemistry's not there yet. That's true.
Okay,
I can see that.
So what happened after you left her place? What's happened since that night?
I've texted, I've called, and no answer, so I'm really confused.
Sounds like someone needs a Hail Mary.
Oh.
Okay. We're going to be done with the football puns. Okay.
Yeah, I'll
step back. I'll take
a time out. You're confusing Alexis.
Okay.
We're going to mansplain all the football stuff to Alexis during this break, and then when we come back.
I'm hoping that you guys can guide me through the game-winning drive.
Okay.
There we go.
Let's end on that. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Gina for you and try and get your second date update, all right?
Thank you.
All right, hold on. Second date update. Just read a study.
Yeah.
Every time a football game happens, a baby is born. That's a fact.
Okay. I believe it.
I mean, there must be a connection there, that football leads to babies.
A pigskin. No, I don't know. Okay. I don't know why it felt like.
Now you made it weird,
yeah,
Brooke.
So weird.
But that's how our listener Brian ended up meeting a woman named Gina at a football viewing party. And he ended up driving her home that night, even got the invite to join her in her place.
Yeah.
But was only there for about a half an hour before the night was pretty much over and he had to leave. Mm. So now, can't reach her, and he's calling in the pros. That's us.
We're the
dating pros, supposedly, to help him find out the reason why. Brian, you ready to do this, man?
Let's do it.
You got your pads on?
Okay.
You got your jock strap on?
We don't need a jock strap.
I'm just saying, it's good to have protective gear before we go into these phone calls.
Always use protection, brother.
Nope.
He's adjusting. I got
it.
Okay.
He's putting a mouth guard on.
Right. Sorry, I'm a little nervous, guys.
You should be too nervous. It doesn't sound like you did anything really stupid. I mean, at least from your side of the story.
Yeah,
unless
you didn't tell us anything.
If you did do something stupid, then we're going to find out what you did right now.
And we're pretty dumb, so
we
won't judge.
All the time.
You guys are the best. I love you dumb people.
Yeah.
Aww. Somebody does.
Was
thank
that
God.
No.
Nope. Yeah, we're just going to take it as love. All right, let's dial Gina's phone number and see if she answers, see what she has to say, okay? Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, is this Gina?
Speaking.
Gina, what's up? My name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
I'm sorry, who?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's okay.
Here we go again.
First
it always
louder.
Happens like this.
Hello.
Hi, Gina.
Hey.
Who's this?
Yeah.
So you're on the radio right now with Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. That's Brooke. My name's Jeff. We have Jose and Alexis here, too.
Hi.
I'm sorry. I'm so caught off guard. Seems like there's a lot of people on the phone. I didn't even know they still had radio stations. Like a real radio station calling me.
Yeah,
they have a full team here.
No, we got a podcast too.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're a dying breed, but we're trying to move into the future.
Don't
worry.
One of us will be gone soon, I'm sure.
The point of this call.
I mean, you sound legit. So.
Cool.
Hey. No, we are legit.
No, it's real.
Gina.
We got two almost compliments in a 5-minute period. It's amazing. But look, we're trying to get a little bit of help for one of our listeners. His name's Brian, and you met him the other day.
I met him the other day?
Yeah.
You met him at a football viewing party.
They're talking about the Brian that drove me home, that gave me a ride home.
Yes, okay. That's the Brian, the one that you invited up to your apartment after he dropped you off. And he said he hung out at your place for like a half hour.
Yeah.
He has a crush on you. He likes you.
Yeah.
I don't mean to sound conceited, but a lot of people do. I'm an exercise rider. I'm a jockey. I ride race horses.
Oh, you're like an equestrian fancy.
Doing it, and they get you like a following of hot dudes that follow you around everywhere.
I'm not a big horse fan.
So it's tight pants.
The point I'm making is I act very busy and.
Okay. The whole point is that Brian had a really nice time hanging out with you that day, and he wants to do that again. I'm assuming that was somewhere in his texts.
Yeah,
what?
Why do you say no?
I wasn't sure if we would be a good match, so I invited him upstairs and put him through my test.
Through your test?
Uh-oh. Test. There's a test upstairs?
Like you sit down with a pen.
Or is it like an obstacle course, like a physical test?
What test? Because we talked to him before we spoke to you, and he didn't mention anything about having to do a test.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't tell him I was testing him.
Oh, a secret test.
What's your test?
Well, I'm a very active person, and one of my pet peeves is I have no tolerance for men that are lazy, and he just seems like one of those lazy types after I put him to my test, and it was a very simple test.
Okay. It's a lazy test.
So, he seemed lazy after he offered to drive you home from the party that you guys attended.
I mean, there's not a lot of physical. I mean, I can turn left and right on the wheel. Okay.
I like how you say lazy person, and Jose is automatically feeling offended in this room right now.
I'm just
gonna let you know.
I'm not going to lie. I'm like, okay, this is but not good with me.
How do you tell? How do you tell if he's lazy or not? What do you do?
Yeah.
So I'm bringing out the drinks from the kitchen, and I purposely knocked the remote off the end table to see if he'd be a gentleman and pick it up.
Oh.
And he did, but after I gave him the look.
So he passed the test, but he didn't pass the test in the way you would have liked him to have passed the test.
I don't need a guy that's a couch potato. If you can't move 3 feet to your left and pick up a darn remote control, something's wrong with you.
Okay.
But
you're the one that knocked it over, though.
But you know, he should have grabbed the drink tray in the first place. I'm kind of with you.
But I'll look who's on her side.
Exactly.
Didn't you say he picked up the remote, though?
Yeah, but she had to give him the death stare, Brooke.
Yeah.
I had to give him the look. And then he walks over to get the remote, and he doesn't even, like, bend down to get it. He just reaches forward.
Okay.
Oh,
like it was contaminated or something. Like it had germs. He was like, here's your remote.
I mean, he didn't use his joints.
This is strange. I mean, the person he described that he hung out with, it was different than who you seem to be.
She's very active.
I
don't know. Maybe I had too much to drink that night because I am very caught off guard by this phone call.
Yeah.
I think Brian is very caught off guard by this phone call, too, because
he's not going to do anything about it.
He never mentioned any of this, and he's finding all of this out for the first time. I need to tell you, he's on the other line listening, and he definitely needs to talk to you.
Yeah.
Brian?
Wait.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, yeah. Oh. Yeah, I'm here. I've heard the whole thing.
It's the Brian test.
Like, come on. Like, really? Like, I'm not a couch potato. And yeah, I did not bend my knees, but guess what? I had patellar tendonitis.
Oh, what? Patellar tendonitis.
He's got bad knees, okay?
It hurts.
I don't really know if that's a selling point if you're trying to get her to go on and take it.
Sounds
bad. I have medical clearance. Yeah. I'm picking stuff up, okay?
You know, I'm not going to tell you that right away, you know, the first time you invite me to your apartment.
His knees are just popping as he walks in.
Do you think that maybe you judged him too quickly?
Absolutely not. I mean, did you just hear what he said? I totally called it.
Wow. Are you serious?
You called his patellar tendonitis?
He's got some kind of itis, that's for sure.
Something's wrong with those legs.
Just because I have a medical condition, he's going to, like, shut me out like that and brand me as a couch potato because I have issues with my knees?
I mean, maybe he has issues because he was so active that he was overused him or something.
Actually, that's what my doctor said.
See?
Okay.
And I think maybe the reason that he didn't want to get up and wanted to stay on the couch is he wanted to just be close next to you.
Yeah.
Can you imagine 10 years from now, you could just see Brian all laying out on the couch with his tendonitis?
How do you think your knees are going to be in 10 years after jogging so much, huh?
She's a jockey. That's right.
Yeah.
I do yoga, Brian. Like, I can't be with someone that just sits on their ass and watches football.
So why the hell in the world would you go to a football party to sit your ass down and watch a football game, huh? Miss, I'm so active.
Shut up, Brian. Go sit on the couch with your bad knees and call another radio station because this is absurd.
Okay.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm already here.
Yeah, okay. Well, before you go call
How
the
about
other
that?
Before you call the other radio station, Brian, let this radio station ask a question first because we'd like to send you guys out on another date.
Yeah, there's passion. There's definitely passion.
There's
here.
Something.
What do you mean another date?
We'll offer...
I didn't go on a date with Brian.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure. Well, we'll offer to send you on a first date on us.
If Brian wants a date, he can go to the retirement home or assisted living. Because he's not coming back here. So.
Oh, Brian.
That's a good idea, Brian. Are you close to an assisted living facility? I don't want to have to walk too far and hurt his knees.
Everybody's knees suck here.
Wow.
Brian, you up for it?
Are you really asking him? Is he up for it? What's happening?
I call you guys for help. And now I'm being shamed because I have tendonitis in my knees. Come on, man. Like, seriously?
Well, hey, it's not going to be forever, man. Like, a little rest and some ice and ibuprofen, it'll get better.
Actually gets worse. That's not true, guys.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.